Buddy, it's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. And Akashic Wisdom is the internet radio show that helps you understand more about your life through the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, every word, every deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And what's important to understand about the Akashic Record energy is that it is vast. There are multiple levels and layers to this wonderful, beautiful energy. And it is our birthright to understand more about who we are, why we're here, and what our next steps are. We are living in a time where each moment, each second becomes the present has been dictated by our choices of the second before. And so it is very important that we as human beings learn to take responsibility for our own lives. The Akashic Record information or the energy will not tell you what to do. However, it will give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. Now, because we cannot in absolute certainty know the future, we can only make choices that will assist us with the information that we already have. So, for example, we know that if we have a light switch in our home, and we flip the light switch, the light will come on. So in our minds, we know that future. But it's not about knowing the future so much as being confident of the present. Now, what happens when the power goes out and we don't know it, and we flip that switch, and there's no electricity? All of a sudden, we have other choices to make on how to survive. All of a sudden, our world has now shifted because of other choices. Perfect example of that is if you forget to pay your electric bill. If you forget to pay the electric bill, your choice not to pay the electric bill will cause that power not to be there. So their masters, teachers, our loved ones are asking us to look at what investment are you making in your life? I get to write that down. What investment am I making in my life that will assure me that my power won't go out? Or that my power won't be given away? And that's a very important question. So what are you doing today that assures and makes you even more confident that you will feel powerful tomorrow so that you can count on your power being there when you flip your switch? And so I want you to just move into your heart and ask yourself that question. What are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? And that's an important question, because we walk around with shoulds in our hearts or shoulds in our minds. And we beat ourselves up because things aren't the way we want them to do, yet we're walking around saying, I should be doing better, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, and the reality is you don't want to do it. You really don't want to do it. Yet you beat yourself up saying that you should be someplace, you should be more successful, you should be this, you should be that. And sweet darlings, you have to decide what it is you truly want. Because once you get a taste, once you get clear about what it is you truly want, and you can feel it in your being, and that's important. You need to feel what you want in the center and core of your being so strongly that there's nothing that can take you off your mark. What in your life, or what is it that when you think about that you want to do, that brings you so much joy and you feel so aligned that you can visualize the path? And this is not a path about ego. This is not about a path that says about fame or glory, if you will. It's a path of service. And the fulfillment that when you have participated with another individual, another being of light, and have assisted them in changing their life, for me, that's what I'm aligned to do. And the more people I can reach by bringing forth information, by answering questions, by moving into the Akashic Records, by teaching classes and teaching people how to access the Akashic Records, teaching people how to access the Akashic Records of others, the land and animals. For me, that's my desire, my joy. And so what is there within you that brings you that alignment? And if you don't know, then you need to try things out without feeling obligated to finish them. Again, we as human beings are raised and by our wonderful parents that tell us, you have to finish what you start. Well, you know, you don't. You really don't. I mean, where is it written that you have to finish what you start? If you're not happy in where you're at and you've gotten what you need on it, then move to something else that does bring you happiness, that does bring you bliss. But become aware. All that God or the masters, teachers, and loved ones are all that your higher self, all that knowing is that you're moving toward your own bliss. Because what's happening in the next few days, or not even not the next few days, but especially in this time frame between now and the end of the year, if you will, that what's important is that the more we can step into our bliss, the brighter our lights will be. The brighter our lights are, the more our power is on. And the more we are standing in our power, the more we can make choices for our now that will create the future, that will ensure that the power stays where it needs to be. So what are some of the things that we walk around with that block ourselves from power? Well, one of the biggest things is fear. Fear that you don't deserve it. Fear that you're not good enough. Fear that you won't continue it, or you won't maintain it. Fear that you don't know how to maintain it. Fear that you feel it's too big for you to do alone. And if that's the case, then just do the part that makes you feel good. So it's really, really important that you identify those fears and begin working on them. I think we talked the week before, about documenting your fears. I know I talk about this with my clients, with the life coaching that I do all the time. It's so important that we start documenting what our fears are, what our joys are, two different notebooks now. By the way, if you want really cheap notebooks, you know, like those spiral kinds, you can get them for 17 cents a piece at Walmart right now. Not that I'm promoting Walmart, I'm certainly, you know, but if you want those cheap spiral notebooks to keep your journals in, now's the time to buy it because it's school supply time. But what's important for you to understand is that you, and when I say you, I'm also including me, because I can't point at you without pointing back at me. And so I'm including myself in everything I say, because there are none of us on this earth that are doing everything we can to move into our power. And again, this is not a criticism, but it has to become an awareness. If you're walking around like a zombie, just going through the motions, friends, you're not happy. And it's really about becoming happy. And so tonight, I welcome any phone calls who wants to discuss this. You can call toll-free here on BBS Radio. The telephone number here is 888-429-5471. So if you're in the United States or Canada, you can dial, again, 888-429-5471. Or if you want to dial direct, you can call 530-513-6472. And our country code is 011. So again, that number is 530-513-6472. You can also email me your questions. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Akashic Wisdom, just like the show. AKASHIC. And that's info@akashicwisdom.com. And I'm sitting at my computer, and I can certainly read any questions that might come forward. What's important here is for you to just kind of move into your center, you know? You really need to move forward and be aware that your life is important, or else you wouldn't be here. You need to understand that. I don't think that people understand the magnitude of why they are on Earth. Here we are with this wonderful, beautiful little marble in the sky, and every soul that has taken its place into a physical body has a life that is meaningful to others. That's very important. Now, I'm going to tell you basically why. because you're either inspiring others in the way you live your life, or you're showing others what they don't want to do in their life, or you're learning from others with their life, or you're gathering experiences to become even more helpful when you move to the other side. And those are just a few. Clearly there are more than that. And clearly there can be all mushed together. There's not an absolute, but it's so important that you understand that you are an important piece of this beautiful puzzle. And it's time for you to make the investment into yourself that assures yourself when the power gets turned on that your power is there and your power is maintained. You know, I had my grandchildren today, they're beautiful children. And by the way, this past week, I wanted to send a loving message of happy anniversary to my son and his lovely wife. It's been 3 years since they've been married, and now they have a little beautiful little baby boy. And I want to just say a happy, happy to them, for sure. But I was with my grandchildren today, and it's such a joy just to be with them. I love talking to them. I love being with them. And we saw the movie, The Odd Life of Timothy Green. And this is a very, very interesting movie from a spiritual point of view. The reason it's interesting is because here is this wonderful I want to call it an earth spirit, because this wonderful little boy is brought into the lives of this couple who are infertile. They can't have a baby of their own, and they put all their wishes and their hopes and their dreams of the type of child they want into this wonderful sacred box, and they take the box and they bury it in their backyard. And it's like very much saying, okay, universe, we found out where we can't have our own child. We're ready to move on, and this is what we want. And now we're going to move on. And yet this wonderful little boy, when they weren't looking, shows up in their life to be a part of their life in a very meaningful way, in a very loving way. There's not a mean boy bone in this child's body, and he makes everybody feel good. And the other piece that's so important is that how much it shows him actually gaining energy from the sun and from the earth. And that's also a beautiful thing. And so I recommend the movie highly. Bring tissues. It's a very touching movie. And it's very, very interesting how my grandchildren liked this movie. And what they liked about it was the way the boy came into his life, and their lives rather, and again, why they are, how the boy interacted with people, and so many other things. So I really, really encourage you to please take responsibility for your time. One of the things that was said in this movie is that it was about appreciating your parents because you didn't have that much time with them. So if there is anyone out there that has lost a parent, and I've lost both of mine, and or it's important to really, really honor our parents. Not, and even the ones that didn't do such a great job. You know, we picked them. We picked the parents, and boy, we're not sure why. And they gave us a lot of information. But you know, we can no longer continue to blame our parents for who we are. There comes a time when you become an adult that you have to leave that piece of baggage behind you and be grateful for what they did teach you. That's probably part of one of the fears that holds you back, is because you hear the words of a parent telling you that you weren't well, or you didn't do well, or you weren't good enough. It's also, you know, there was a program also, Dr. Oz was talking today. I don't know if you folks listened to Dr. Oz, but it's interesting that the master's teachers and loved ones are talking to me about, or having me talk to you about very mundane things, but it's not really mundane, but it's really about asking ourselves those own questions. He had a program about overweight, obese women, and the therapist that was on television was saying that one of the first steps in therapy in his particular practice was to have his patient journal the aspect of who was the first person that told you you were worthless, or what situation was the first situation that told you you were worthless. And it's from there that we have to take a look and build on that. So I just want you to think about that. Think about who told you. And is it true? Of course not. Of course not. So I really want you to look at that. Really look at it. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to you? And I'd love to talk to somebody. So why don't you guys give me a call? 888-429-5471. And, you know, it's 1124. And if for some reason, you're not able to call, well, we can always do this another time. That's a great question. I have a question from Bob. And the question is, what is the purpose, not specific, but in general, of human beings on planet Earth? I think that's a great question. First of all, you have to understand why the Earth was created. The Earth was created as an experimental pod. And we can go into more detail, but we do have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Don. It's Bob. I'm the one who asked the question.
Oh, great. Hi. Well, I'm glad to hear that, hear from you. Yep. So I was just about to answer your question.
Okay, great.
Okay. Can you fix your phone? I can hardly hear you.
Let me see.
But I will go on and answer the question. Okay. So, first of all...
Actually, I've got it up as hard as...
Oh, that's much better. So maybe you just adjusted to where your mouthpiece was. That's good. Whatever happened,
okay.
it's louder. Great.
Okay,
so
great.
So the whole idea of planet Earth was to be, and again, the words I'm hearing was an experimental pod. And there were many species coming forth experimenting on this wonderful fertile ground that we have. The atmosphere for experimental aspects or for humanoid type beings. There are different types of beings and different on different planets that need different types of environments. But for the humanoids, this was a perfect environment. There are, by the way, other planets out there that have other humanoid beings on them that are very similar to us, and they will become more and more known in the coming months and years, if you will. But right, and we're not going to talk about that right now. But their question was, what's the purpose of humans? The humans had to do with interbreeding, if you will, with various types of experimentations, and that's why in many of your ancient writings, there were people that looked a little different. Yes, there's many of those writings on the walls that are from extraterrestrials, absolutely. But there's also...
Are you talking about the Sumerian tablets?
Say again, what?
Are you talking about the Sumerian tablets?
I'm talking about any writings that were on the wall.
Well, they
I mean, it's not
show,
just dedicated to one. They're all over the world, different
true,
things that...
True, but the Sumerian ones show like hybrid types, and also within the pyramids as well. The Egyptian pyramids.
Say again. I'm sorry. What were you saying about the Egyptian pyramids?
As far as hybrid humanoids, it looks as though the Sumerian tablets show them, and also within the Egyptian pyramids.
Well, it's not just there. You have them. You have them all over the world, including in American Indians.
Okay.
And you'll hear the American Indians talking about the sky people. I mean, they're all the various beautiful. Monuments that are all over the world that are we don't know how they were created because it's physically impossible for people to do it. Those were the workings of extraterrestrials that came forward, and at the same time the extraterrestrials were coming, and even before that, on different parts of the planet, based on what the needs were for the environment, it's important. What I'm hearing is, it's really important that you understand, and that you and the collective you, that we are not isolated into one area. That once there are certain experiments, if you will, or breedings that didn't go well, and those species died off, and then you have others that have lived on, like ourselves, like the human beings that are still here. The challenge that we have is that right now we are in the midst of clearing our energy fields to eliminate the diseases that have come from not only the various environments that's part of our DNA from the extraterrestrials, but also from the actual food that we've eaten that is creating more and more cancer, for example. I mean, why do dogs get cancer? You know, why do animals get cancer? It's because of the food they're eating. And the other piece, and the reason they want to talk about this is because it's a combination of the food and the inner belief system, and it's moving forward like that. And so the reason why there were different species being experimented is because there are other people or other planets that were dying. And so they used the Earth as a way of trying to get a better handler to create a stronger human, a stronger species to go back to the planets. It's still going on today, by the way. There are many extraterrestrials that are walking the planet. There are underground. I mean, I'm talking about deep underground. So underground, there's no way that a regular person like you and I would ever be able to detect it. But deep underground bases, and in many cases, what I'm also hearing is the government definitely knows about them, and the government is working with some of these ETs, not in a bad way, but in a friendly way. So I don't know if that answered your question or not.
So our purpose is to create some sort of a stronger being that will eventually be put back into a genetic pool.
Well, that's already happening.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the idea here is that we as humans, you know, not only we're living longer, but we also have way more diseases than we did when we were first on the planet.
Is there any truth to, because you had mentioned the food, that it's possible that there is conspiracy theories out there about the food being genetically modified in order to create disease within the population, the population?
Well, the food is being genetically modified. There are scientists that are creating the genetic mutations that for the most part are working to get to do the right thing, and yet there are corporations that are putting the modified food on the market in some cases sooner than they should, and that's what's ending up creating the diseases. So in other words, like they're not doing enough testing. And even when they do the testing, there are some corporations that are, and it's not corporations so much as the individuals that are running the corporations or the departments that are working from a greed point of view. That's why the recommendation is that everybody kind of till their own soil, if you will, grow their own vegetables or get organic whenever you can. And that's why they're also, you know, the recommendation is to go vegetarian so that we're not eating the fear and the chemicals that are in the meat.
Right.
I haven't accomplished that yet, but I know it's there. I still do eat some meat now and then, but I'm saying is that that's one of the reasons is because the organic vegetables have not been modified.
Okay. I have a separate question.
Sure.
You had asked me, because I called you up before, if I had done any spiritual practice, and I'd forgotten that I'd heard about something called solar gazing. Are you aware of this?
Is that the one where people look into the sun?
Correct. Early in the morning when it's very low on the azimuth so it doesn't hurt the eyes because of the atmospheric, the dust.
It's like at dawn, right?
Exactly, or early in the morning as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been doing that. And so last spring I'd heard about this, so I started to do it. And I didn't really feel anything specific, but I thought, okay, it's not going to hurt anything. And I only do it for a few minutes in the morning, and then I continue on with my walk. But last summer, something happened, and I was going to ask about it. I would go walking through this park, and there was a man-made lake above, and there was geese that would flock there. They never came down into the park, pretty much. But one day, a couple were in the park, and I know the geese can be aggressive, so I walked around them. and I did my solar gazing, and I walked on. The next day, there was like three flocks of geese there, and so I kind of maneuvered through, walked through. But the next day, there was like 100 geese within the park, and I thought, my goodness, what's going on here? So I started to walk through, and I stopped, and I did my solar gazing, and the geese didn't even really react at all. Normally, they'd be a little bit aggressive and, you know, be looking at me. But I remember walking through, and this one geese, it had like about one quarter slit of its eyes open, and it was kind of like it was in a trance or a sleep or something, but it was still looking at me. But I made it through the park, and I go, what in the world just happened there? The very next day, there were no geese, and there really haven't been any geese, anything like that since. So I was wondering if anything happened in that incident or not.
No, it's like I'm getting the answer, and I'm saying, and if you listen to the program, you understand that there are certain things that come forward within from the master's teachers and loved ones that I question. I say, and no, don't want to say that, or they'll say, just say it, and because people will. Anyway, so I'm just going to tell you what I'm hearing.
Okay, and now I'm intrigued.
Okay, so the reason the geese weren't geese.
What were they?
They were extraterrestrial.
Really?
Yeah, that's why they didn't bother you. You know, at first they were just they just wanted to make sure you weren't there for any other reason other than peace, which is what you were. That was fine. Okay. But these particular geese that gathered they were ETs gathering for a mission. And I'm not being told what the mission was.
Okay.
There also needed to be some healing in that area. There's something that was going on in that area that these beings needed to take care of. And that's why it's important for us all to understand is that even though we think we have animals around us, in many cases, they're not really animals.
I thought something was going on, but that was way beyond what I thought.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. And what I'm also hearing is that that's why animal communicators, some animals are easier to communicate than others, but the ones that are very sensitive or that really interact in a very special way with humans, okay, are actually from a different dimension. See, we think of ETs from another planet. And although that's true, there are beings that show themselves in body that are actually beings from other dimensions that literally slow their vibration down, in some cases, to be on the planet for those who need them. It's kind of like a contract. And
so I just
others.
Happen to be in the same spot where these geese were, just by accident?
Right. And that solar gazing, okay, is what raised your vibration enough for you to be there and practically be invisible to them. Because you posed no threat. There was, you know, it was just that they needed to be there to do what they needed to do and gather so that they can then take off and fly in unison. So whenever we have a situation with an animal, if our gut tells us something about the animal, we really need to listen to that. And I can't tell you how many stories of house, what we call house pets, that are really, they're ETs, or they're angelic beings, or they're beings from another dimension that are here to help us in ways that we can't even fathom.
Okay,
like
just
the
one
whales
other question
and dolphins. I mean, they're not in the house, but the whales and dolphins. Oh my goodness, there's just an immense amount of information that's coming forward from those wonderful beings.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah.
But one follow-up question. Now, you said that they wouldn't tell you their mission, which is fine, but they were there for a purpose.
Right.
Was, am I contributing one way or another to whatever purpose that was without even knowing what it was?
Well, what I'm hearing is your presence helped anchor it.
Okay.
You have a tendency to walk into stuff, but you're very, you can be a very grounded person when needed be, and those are the times where you're not, and that's okay. This is not a criticism. It's just that particular case, they needed a non-threatening human that to ground that energy, and you were there.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, all so right. the gratefulness is always there. See, the other thing is that the purpose of whatever it is what they were doing can't not be known by us because, quite frankly, it's not our business.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Then, since you had mentioned
that answers your question. It's interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah, because now that leads to another question, because I had another bizarre encounter with an animal up in the Teton.
You've had a few of them.
Yeah, I know. I really have, actually. But,
yeah, I mean, for all the, like a good majority of the questions you have to do with animals or being around nature, which is very interesting.
Yeah, I've been drawn to it.
Yeah.
But when I was in the Tetons, I was on an island, and this deer shocked the crap out of me because I went to this island, and I'd never been there before, so I had to find the camping spot. And unfortunately, the lake was really low, and the lagoon that I should have been able to paddle another 500 feet up was completely dry and about 2 feet high. So I had to walk over this lagoon carrying all of my supplies back 500 feet. And the very last thing I had, well, one of the last things I had was my raft. And I had to put it on top of my head so I couldn't see more than 2 feet in front of me and below. So I couldn't see anything further than 2 feet in front of my my 2 feet. So I threw the raft, and all of a sudden I turn around, and there's this deer right in front of me, 6 feet tall. Completely shocked me. I've been around many deers, but never had one do this. And I just let out this yell, and the deer didn't move. And I was like, ah! And the deer doesn't move. So I thought, okay, whatever. And I walked all the way back to the shore to get my stuff, and I looked back, and I saw the deer going through my stuff, and I ran back there, and I chased him off. The next morning at 5 o'clock, I unzip my tent, and the deer comes out of the trees, and it stood right in front of me like a dog and turned its head sideways and looked at me. And I'm like, this is amazing. I'm like, this is so cool. I'm like, hey, deer, how's it going? You know, and so I'm talking to him, and I'm thinking to myself, if this deer is still around after I make breakfast, I'm going to feed him an apple. So I did, and I toasted up a bagel and made coffee, and the deer was still there, so I had him eat an apple, but I had him eat it out of my hand, and it did. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. So I go back, and I toasted up another bagel. I go to eat it, and the deer's neck comes over my shoulder, and he tries to eat the bagel out of my hand. And I'm like, get away from me. And so I'm like, my gosh, this deer is just too much. It's like, so I took off, and I went on this kayak trip, and I come back, and there's a big, huge drama with the storm, and I won't go into all that, but that night, the deer comes around my camp again, and he has like this harem of does. And he would be grazing within 10 feet of me, and his does would kind of like circle around within a 20-foot radius. And I thought, this is amazing. So was there something else going on with that deer other than just him being really friendly and a deer, or what?
Well, again, here goes Donna not knowing what she's talking about. But,
okay.
What I'm hearing is you are on sacred ground. There was an ancient burial ground there, Native American. Something was going on from a Native American past life energetic message that was being shared with you and the deer.
And that's all?
Yeah, well, that's enough. The idea is that deer was a friend in a past life as Native Americans.
Cool.
And so basically that deer was coming up to say, hey, buddy, don't be afraid. Not going to hurt you. Okay?
That's amazing. Now, did that deer come to me, like, I think the very next year when I was camping out with some other buddies at a different spot? Because another deer was around our campsite, but he wasn't as approachable, but he kind of like looked around.
That was actually for somebody else, is what I'm hearing, but I don't know what that means.
Well, I had two buddies with me, so.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right.
All right. And then that burial site is only on that one island, right?
Oh, I don't know. The issue was you asked the question, what's going on there?
Okay.
And so that's sacred ground. And that was a burial site.
Is it okay for me to go there or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you can actually reconnect with your an ancient part of you there.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And since you mentioned Indians, I have another question.
Okay.
This is not an animal one. This is, well, actually there is an animal in this one. I forgot about that. I went to Crazy Horse. Are you aware of Crazy Horse?
No.
Are you aware of Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
Okay. You're not aware of Crazy Horse?
Donna, it doesn't make any difference whether I'm aware of it or not. You asked the question.
Okay. All right. Well, Crazy Horse is located within about 20 miles of Mount Rushmore, and it is, of course, a mountain carving of Crazy Horse. It was prophesized a long time ago that Crazy Horse would be pointing out over the east to his tribe. And so if you know of Mount Rushmore, the actual arm extending from Crazy Horse is not finished. It will be finished in like 50 years. But the actual arm of Crazy Horse can fit the entire Mount Rushmore four presidents on it. It's enormous. So I went there, and on a trip that where I went to Crazy Horse and Mount Rushmore and around Devil's Tower. But I started out at Crazy Horse, and I took off, and I'd wanted to go there for a long time. And the day that I got there, there was a snowstorm. It was in early October. And when I got in the parking lot, they said on the radio that it was Columbus Day, which also happens to be Native American Day, because the Native Americans offset Columbus Day by saying, you know, hey, it's not about that guy, it's about us.
Uh-huh.
So it was free to get in, and I go, oh, wow, that's kind of neat. So I go there, but it was still snowing and overcast, and I was like, all right. Well, it's not just Crazy Horse. There's also a college that they're building for the Native Americans, and so there's different campus buildings there. And so I'm walking around, and I just decided that I was going to walk into this one building. I start to walk up these very steep stairs. The wind is blowing. It's cold out. And all of a sudden, the clouds part. The sun comes down. I open up the door. This gust of wind comes, and this cat runs in between my legs into the building, which was just a strange incident. It kind of caught me off guard. I walk in, and there's a Native American, and he is beating a drum, and he's chanting. And all of a sudden, since the clouds parted, this sun comes streaming into the building, and all these tourists who were there just melted away. And there was only me and like one other tourist, and this Indian is chanting. And I was like transfixed in that one spot, and it felt like I couldn't move. And I think that something happened there, but I'm not aware of what it was. Was there anything more to that?
Yeah, what I'm hearing is you were being realigned with some type of energy. And again, there's some Native American information that and again, what they're saying, it wasn't even conscious, it was more vibrational. So that's why that happened to you. I mean, and here's the thing, Bob, you need to start writing these things down. And the reason why it's important for you to write down what the experience is because as you write them down, the full breath and depth of what's really happening is going to come to you.
Okay.
See, here you have some wonderful experiences, but what's going on is you're actually being a very much an ostrich about this whole thing. You're sticking your head in the sand and asking other people to give you your information, when in fact you have the ability by moving into your heart to bring forth the information that is important for you in each and every situation. Not that I'm trying to say don't call, because I love your questions. I don't mean it that way. That's not what's being said. But you have to really start moving into your heart. It's important for you. Because to walk around and saying, you have to have a deeper meaning to your life right now. And the deeper meaning has been being shown to you for years. You understand that?
Yeah, there has been one thing that has been happening when I was, for many years, and I didn't know what it was. It was the whole thing with the street lights where they go off, you know?
Yeah, it happens to me all the time.
Oh, yeah, I know. And so I've heard one theory of that. What is that?
Just your energy is really big at that time.
So it
or spirits trying to talk, get your attention.
Right, and that... Well, things like that would happen, and it would always kind of actually irritate me because I didn't know what it was. I could see it, and I knew something was going on, but I couldn't break through. I was always frustrated.
Well, here's the deal. You have to move into your heart. You have to bring more love into your life about love of beingness. And you have to start answering the question that was first posed in the very beginning of the program, which is what investment are you willing to give, or that will? What investment are in your life are you willing to give that will assure you your power won't go out or be given away? So, what is your investment in you? What is your investment in your own spiritual path that you're willing to do or do more of? To open yourself to hear your higher being.
That's one of the things that I think I've been working on within the last couple of years, where it started to come forth.
Well, then it's time to start journaling and start asking yourself at the meaning of these wonderful experiences you've had and expand on what's been said to you. See, there's another piece that you really need to know. Yes, Bob, you really are special.
So other people are not going through things like this?
Say again?
Other people are not going through things like this?
No. Some people are. But yes, you are special. And you need to really own that. That's part of your power.
So here's the question that then we're multidimensional, correct?
Of course.
Okay, so the third dimensional, like the monkey mind person who's calling you right now, is just one aspect of who I am.
That's
and
right.
I understand that there's other aspects of me, but it seems like when I have I've had other encounters that I've told you about with I've actually seen beings, and it seems like they weren't interested in this aspect of me, they were interested in a different aspect.
Right.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That was something that it took me a while to catch on to.
But you have to understand that you're in the process of integrating all that.
Okay.
So you can be more fully present on the planet.
It's taken me a long time to figure this stuff out, though.
Well, you know, all you have is time. And what's this lifetime in on this earth? It's a speck. It's a tiny speck in the face of eternity.
Now, one of the things...
Be easy on yourself. I'm sorry.
Right. So, I am. I actually stick up for the third dimensional aspect of myself. And that's one of the things that I feel that I have been trying to communicate to... I call them my guys. I don't have all sorts of different names. I just call them my guys.
Correct.
Right. So for my guys, I'm like, okay, that's fine, and I do appreciate the fact that I'm multidimensional, but I also have to go ahead and say, you know what, it's not about ego, but at the same time, the third dimensional aspect of people has to be honored, you know, in some way.
So what's the problem with that?
Well, I just feel that it's taken me a while to get to that point to where it's like, you know, I need... you know, some stuff for the third dimensional aspect of myself as well.
Then you also need to ask yourself the question that also was in the beginning. What part of you doesn't feel worthwhile? See, there's a part of you that needs that confirmation that you're special, and you need to really understand that, you know, there's also a part of you that's stopping you from stepping into your greatness, and that's the part that doesn't feel good enough, that needs the reinsurance all the time. That's the piece you need to look at.
And that's more connected to, like, the third-dimensional aspect of me, right?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
That's the honoring you're talking about.
Correct. So I don't think that it bothers my guys at all that I'm like, hey, you know.
There's nothing that can bother your guys.
Okay. Well, I don't call them
your guys.
Your
guys are in deep love.
Right, exactly.
When you're talking about divine information, right, and actually integrating into your own divinity, all there is love. There is no judgment. If you never changed one speck between now and the time you left the planet, you'd still be loved. You might not be as comfortable as you could be, but you would still be loved. The whole piece is helping you find your bliss.
And then a non-specific question. You only have a few more minutes. A non-specific question. And I don't want to even go specific on it. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with some other things. I can ask a non-specific question, correct? And
you can
know
ask anything
on.
You want, whether you're going to get an answer or not. Well, wait
all right.
And see.
Well, I had an encounter in the foothills. There was nothing spiritual about it whatsoever. There was something very third dimensional that I had witnessed, and I don't want to go into detail. It wasn't anything horrible or anything like that, but it was something that it was a little bit off that I saw and noticed. I just wanted to know if any aspect of myself, if that was important or if that was, again, another accident or if I was actually fulfilling some sort of a mission or whatever.
You have to search your heart and find out what you learned from that experience. So you don't even have to answer the question right now. As a matter of fact, we kind of really don't have time for you to answer the question. But what's important for you to do is to ask the question within of your higher self of why was I shown that and what do I do with this information? How can it affect my life? And what do I, you know, in other words, like what can I learn from this?
So that was just for me, not for that I was doing it where I was there by accident or for
take the answer
a
as
purpose.
It was given.
Okay. All right, Donald, thank you very much.
Because remember something. When we answer a question right now, we cannot involve other people. We can only answer it as it relates to you.
Okay. All right, well, I think I got a slew of questions answered in this one.
I think you got a lot of homework here. That's wonderful because it's time, right?
All right, yeah. Also, I do have one other real quick question on a different island in the Tetons. It's actually called Mystic Isle. And it doesn't look right. There's something amiss on that island. Is there anything up with that island?
Wow. Boy, did that door shut quick. And I'm hearing not at this time.
Okay. All right.
And it's like not necessarily bad or good. It's like there's just no further information they're sharing.
Okay.
and you have to search your heart if you feel comfortable. Go there. If you don't feel comfortable, don't.
That was actually a fairly uncomfortable place, and I was like,
well, then guess what? Don't go back.
Okay, I won't. I got that one. Don't tell me twice. All right.
All right. Well, gee, thank you so much for calling in.
You bet, Donna.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and I hope this has been helpful.
Yeah, very much so. And
all right. You have a great evening.
Teachers and loved ones as well.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of our program here. What I want to, it's very interesting because as I was talking to Bob, Debbie emailed me when I was asking about why I wasn't getting calls, and she said, I think the reason no one is calling it in is because we just want to listen to you. That's so super lovely, Debbie. Thank you so much. But here's the most wonderful thing is that the masters, teachers, and loved ones, it's the energy is expanded when I can make a connection with another human being that has questions. And then that human being serves the purpose of being the catalyst for others listening. So that's why I love to talk to people, because their questions spur answers for those that are listening and then those who listen at another time. So I thank you so much for that lovely thought, but the reality is this is not about me. It's always about you. It's about anybody who's listening. And so that's the information that comes forward, but love that interaction. So I hope you folks continue to listen and call. And the other piece of this is that, you know, there is, you know, for those people who are finding benefit from the show, if you'll notice, we don't have any commercials here, and so that there is a way to show you're listening. And that would be to use the PayPal button that's on the website there at for BBS Radio, and donate whatever is in your heart, whatever benefit you found. I mean, it could be anywhere from $5, $10, $100. It doesn't make any difference. It's the idea that you're caring enough to support that which serves you, that helps you move forward in your life. So if you feel so moved, that would be greatly appreciated. And as you know, this time is purchased, and I purchase it in service to help all of you. So, and to help me. I get a great deal of benefit as well. As I was saying earlier, the information is not just for you, it is also for me. So I do deeply thank you, and if you want to understand how to donate, you just go to the BBS Radio site for my show, and you scroll down a little bit, you'll see that there's a PayPal button that says donate here, and it would be wonderful. Be really great to receive from those who feel they have received. And so the cycle continues, that we give to those who give to us, and we continue that. So tonight, I still want to thank you very much for all of you who are listening and caring and sending their good vibrations. Also want to mention that next week, if you live in the Chicago area, there is if you're an Akashic Records person, there's an Akashic Record Consultants International Conference in Chicago next weekend. I will be there. And if there's anyone out there that would, for whatever reason, want a face-to-face consultation with me that is in the Chicago area, I would be available Saturday and Sunday and for a face-to-face consultation. Don't have time for a lot of them, but I do have time for a couple. So if that's of interest to you, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me on my personal line, which is 216-691-1233. Hope you all have a wonderful, miracle-filled week. And with that, we're going to sign off, and we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show on, it's already the 20th. It started on the 19th of August, and it's ending on August 20th. So you, all of us say amen to that, and have a great week, and I look forward to hearing from you and talking with you next week. Okay, bye-bye.